The 2011-2012 ski season was a tough one for many ski resorts, including Mount Bachelor and Hoodoo. Nationally, five out of every six ski resorts saw declines in skier visitations. Mount Bachelor saw just a 1.5% decline in skier visits, but it could have been much worse considering how the season started. I'm Kelly Blyer, and this year's ski season at local resorts in Central Oregon is the focus of today's Take 5.
You know, all in all, we're pretty excited that it turned out the way that it did a few months ago, looking at what was going on and snow conditions and weather conditions and how far behind pace we were. The outlook was pretty bleak.
Andy Goggins with Mount Bachelor admits the 2011-2012 season was not an easy one, but considering the weather conditions, they're happy.
All in all, when we shake out the numbers, we're about 1.5% behind last year's skier visit numbers. So with that and the challenges we've seen this season, both in the Pacific Northwest and the worst winter season for the industry since 1991, we'll take it.
High winds and severe weather moved into the high desert and wreaked havoc with the skier season early on.
It's been a challenging year for us based on the severe weather systems that we had that impacted our business levels over the critical holidays of both Christmas and President's Week, where we had days where we literally were shut down and did not operate, which is very rare for Mount Bachelor. And just the weather this year was very different than it has been for many years. We're talking to our patrollers, usually a rain event to the top of the summit, and the riming events that we had, we'll see once or twice during the season. This year we had a handful of days over those holiday periods that literally rendered our primary lifts inoperable.
How was the season at Hoodoo? We'll hear from the owner after the break. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my Home Fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at HomeFed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Take 5. It was a similar story at the Hoodoo Ski Resort. Owner Chuck Shepard.
The season started pretty slowly, with big close most of December, especially that week between Christmas and New Year's. It hurt us badly. It really made it. I mean, we knew right then that we were going to lose money for the season. It kind of put us in the hole that we couldn't get out of. But in terms of an overall good season for season pass holders and for customers, it really has recovered pretty well. For certain industries, certain times of the year are really important. And like retailers right before Christmas. For us, it's right after Christmas for all the ski areas, not just Hoodoo. And to miss that week really was taking away like 25% of our gross income. And we cannot be profitable losing that much money. You know, we still had the people around. We still had to pay salaries. We still had to do a lot of things. So it's not like our expenses went away, but our gross income did.
Just like a farmer, their success is very dependent on Mother Nature. When the weather doesn't cooperate, ski resorts can really get behind the eight ball.
For us, I mean, it has to be right on beautiful on the weekends. You know, we're closed one day on Wednesday, so we have to have all the bad weather coming Wednesday. We need the snow, and we need the snow, we need a lot of it, which means, you know, if people don't like to drive up in the snow, we have certain days when the snow can come. So ideally for us, the snow comes midweek, and then we have beautiful sunny days on weekends. And yeah, it's much more difficult to deal with the weather than even a farmer has to have.
The weakest snowfall in 20 years contributed to the nearly 16% decline in skier visits nationally. 9 million fewer skiers made it to ski resorts this year as compared to last year. So the same was true in Central Oregon. But after a shaky start, the area experienced great weather and great conditions, and skiers came out. If they hadn't, the final numbers would have been down more than 1%.
It's been tough. It hasn't been easy. But when it's all said and done, we're excited to get out of it where we're at.
For Take 5, I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.